So have you ever met somebody famous in your life? Like a singer or a celebrity or an actor or an actress or an athlete? Yeah? Maybe. So I have a friend, he's a priest friend of mine in Orange County, and the church is Our Lady Queen of Angels. And guess who's a parishioner over there? Huh? I don't know where he goes, but Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant, you know, the one who just retired, basketball player, LA Lakers. So every time Kobe Bryant, I mean, he doesn't go every week, okay? But, you know, but when he goes, because his wife's like a devout Catholic, when he goes, he kind of goes like in a, you know, like try to be at all undercover, like in a hoodie and just kind of, you know. And then when people see him and they actually recognize him, you know what happens? They're like, whoa, that is the Kobe Bryant, you know, the Mamba, the Black Mamba. You know, it's like, wow, that is you, you know, and they all go crazy, right? I was walking down the beach one time, and I saw this guy, like real short, like this tall, yeah, was walking by, and it was Justin Bieber, just walking down the beach, and I said hi, he said hi, that's it. You know, and then afterwards, I go my way, he go his way, and then all of a sudden, guess what I heard? Like screaming fans all over the, you know, and then just running over these like sea of girls just running toward him, right? And like the security guards are like, no, right? You know, when we're around famous people, like it's exciting, isn't it? It's exciting. And then maybe you want their autograph. You want to hang out with them. You feel privileged. You feel honored. What happens when Elizabeth sees Mary? I mean, she's greeted with joy. She greets Mary with joy also. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And in fact, the infant, what? Leaped. in her womb, like ah, right? That's how much joy that you receive when you actually encounter the mother of the Lord, mother of Jesus Christ. I mean, maybe she wasn't like as famous back then, okay? But she's super famous now, right? The Blessed Mother is super. In fact, she's so famous we have special days just for her, right? And dare I say, she's actually more famous than Kobe Bryant or Justin Bieber, right? And I think we are truly blessed to have the Blessed Mother as a part of our life, as a part of the church, as we celebrate the day of the Assumption, right? Where her whole, you know, body, soul, divinity was assumed to heaven. But there's a lot of, I think, misconceptions. There's a lot of assumptions that we make about the Assumption, okay? So actually last night I was having a dinner with some buddies, and it's kind of like morbid, actually. I don't know why we were talking about this, but, you know, there are other priest friends, and we're talking about, oh, like, what's the worst funeral you've done? You know, I know, like, why? I don't want to get into details, right? But there's some sad funerals out there, you know, and I've been a priest, and you name it, I've done it, right? All age groups, all ethnicities, all kinds of tragedies, you name it, I've done it, right? And then we were thinking, okay, and what happens to these people that die? What happens to these people that die? You know, last year I did a funeral. I teach at St. Francis High School. I did a funeral for a sophomore who died from a car accident, right? And over there, all the students go to religion class because you have to take religion as part of the, you know, in order to graduate. And I'm talking about, you know, the kids who are like, I don't know, like anti-religion. You know, those are like, oh, I don't believe in this stupid God stuff. Okay? And these are those same students, when they encounter their friend who died, you know what all of them say? For sure, my friend Justin is in a... Can you help me out? What better place? But you don't believe in God. You don't believe in heaven. You don't believe in, so what place are you talking about? It's like Disneyland or, you know, like place where you just kind of meditate all day. What place are you talking about? See, we just assume that when people die, they go to a better place. It doesn't work that way, folks. Sorry to break it out that way, okay? But our Blessed Mother, okay, you know, I just did a funeral vigil, and it was very clear to me, really clicked when I did the vigil, because everybody was all into praying the vigil. Usually, like, nobody prays it, but everybody's well into it. And all the prayers from the Blessed Mother gives to us, you know, the second part of the Hail Mary prayer, Holy Mary, Mother God, pray for us. Yeah. Now and at the hour of our death. And if you want to get into like the whole like Hail Holy Queen and all that stuff, that's all like, you know, save us from the fires of hell. pray for us, poor banished children of Eve. That none of that is, oh, we just assume everybody's in a better place. It doesn't work that way, right? But yet, our Blessed Mother, she's our number one fan. She's our number one fan assumed in heaven. And every time you pray the rosary, there she is, knocking on the door. I'm here. I'm here to intercede for you. You know, it's maybe a greater joy than you, when you encounter any kind of celebrity or famous person. She's there for us, right? But to kind of assume that everybody, oh, he or she in a better place, that's not how it works. How it does work is asking for the intercession of our Blessed Mother, who is assumed into heaven for guidance, right? How it does work is imitating our life to the pattern of Jesus Christ and to the example of our Blessed Mother, right? And I would suggest, you know, we all have loved ones who have passed away, and to really kind of offer up this mass of the Assumption for that person or these people that you love have passed away, so that they can enjoy the eternal reward that God has prepared for them in heaven. But it's not just assumed, right? That's not how it works. And also, the rosary, it's... Do you pray the rosary? Yeah, I mean, I'm sure we have prayed the rosary in one way, shape, or form. And I think it's such a powerful weapon, that we have in our spiritual lives, right? Where all you got to do is just say the rosary, and there she is, our Blessed Mother, interceding on our behalf, right? So think about those loved ones who have passed away, offer this Mass for them, and maybe sometime this week, pray the rosary, and ask for the intercession of our Blessed Mother to guide us in our journey